I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, I know you're trying to think, oh, now what am I going to get that person in my life? I don't know. It's, I got to, you know, and I hear supply chains are a problem. Well, we have the solution. As you know, the hottest thing in town is hockey. And we've got new KISW merchandise in the Rock Shop just in time for the hot hockey season. Yeah, the hockey-inspired Rock beanie and the hockey-inspired Rock t-shirt, they are pretty awesome.
So win or lose on the ice, you look like a winner when you're rocking the KSW hockey-inspired gear, BJ.
And you look like a winner when they open that up and go, this is what you got me for the holidays? Woo! See, winners everywhere. Winners everywhere. Go to the Rock Shop right now. Get your beanie. Get your hockey tee right now at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name.
B-Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time.
Tentacles!
Charge out for one!
Yeah.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, get that, like BJ just said, get that hockey-inspired tee and hoodie right over there at the Rock Shop.
And on the t-shirt, you see the tentacles popping up out of the water.
Yeah!
Onto the KSW logo.
Sploosh!
Oh, yeah.
Very excited because tomorrow they're going to be playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big game against Carolina.
Ooh, they're good,
only
right?
The best team, but that never stops us.
Oh, yeah, that's
us.
Right, that's right.
They're that doesn't
nothing.
Stop us. It's they're, only the not-so-best teams, maybe.
They're no match for us, Kraken.
Yeah. Sure, exactly. It'll be a fun game anyway. Let's get to our contestant. We got Charles on the I-5. Charles, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Okay.
For those playing at home, Charles will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Charles, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
All right.
Nice. In the novel and movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what is the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry? What year of the late 2010s did the Nintendo Switch come out?
2018.
No.
2019.
No.
2017?
Yes. Woo! Which legendary actor plays Jimmy Hoffa in The Irishman?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Al Pacino?
Yes.
Oh, good job.
How many ounces are in one cup?
16?
No.
4?
No.
8?
Yes.
Yes.
Who was the original host of the show Fear Factor?
Joe Rogan?
Yes. How many World Series have the Atlanta Braves won?
Two?
No.
Three?
No.
One?
No. Wrecking Ball was a 2013 hit by which artist?
Miley Cyrus?
Yes. The shoe company Nike was founded in what decade?
30s?
No.
40s?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
All right, come on down.
we're not playing the Price is Right here, buddy.
I got to check that answer because the way you asked that question, it may have wrecked you. We'll see. I have to check the answer. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, we got the corrections department over there furiously looking for a way to nitpick. And you know what? I don't even care.
Well, it's only because of the way you asked it, and that's the problem.
Ooh,
this is how I feel about that.
With an Italian accent?
No.
Okay, so you weren't like Chris Pratt or something.
No, I was not. No.
Oh, you're you know what? Rev, you're
screwed. I don't care. I don't care. You can stuff it.
The listener has one
like
extra.
Like a turkey, you can stuff it.
How many? He has one extra one right,
stuff
just
it.
So you know.
Turkey stuff. Saying, stuff you, turkey.
You ruined
turkey
it.
Stuff it.
Yeah.
Turkey, stuff it. Steve, sorry, are you ready?
Gobble, gobble.
Yes! In the novel and movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what is the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry?
The number 42.
No.
Oh. Nuts?
No. You're nuts, everybody.
I'm going to go with Gatorade.
No. Oh. What year, the late 2010s, did the Nintendo Switch come out?
2019.
No.
2018.
No.
2017.
Yes. Which legendary actor plays Jimmy Hoffa in The Irishman?
Al Pacino?
Yes. How many ounces are in one cup?
Ooh, 16.
No.
8.
Yes. Who was the original host of the show Fear Factor?
Fear Factor. It was Joe Rogan.
Yes. How many World Series have the Atlanta Braves won?
3?
No.
4.
Yes. Wrecking Ball was a 2013 hit by which artist?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. The shoe company Nike was founded in what decade?
The 50s.
No.
The 40s.
No.
The 30s.
No.
Damn it. 60s?
Yep.
Damn it.
What is the name of Elvis Presley's daughter?
Priscilla.
No.
Oh. Lisa. Lisa Ann.
No.
Lisa Marie.
Yes.
Damn it.
What color hair does Marge Simpson typically have?
Blue.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hold on.
Correct.
Hold on. What's the score? 8 to what?
8 to 5.
It doesn't matter.
Good. Yeah. Stuff it, turkey.
I was about to say I have to relinquish one of my points.
Why?
Because I kind of gave 4 guesses on the Lisa Marie one, I think.
Well, you said Lisa and then Lisa Ann. Lisa is her first name.
Okay. Then never mind. I got it.
So, no, you got it correct. You said Lisa Marie as the 4th one, but you're already still correct on the 2nd one.
Oh, I don't know.
I overthought it. I was trying to avoid the nitpicking.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say about the way these rules change.
They never change.
The rules have stayed the same.
It didn't change. If I wouldn't have done it that way, you would have. Complain. You just want to complain, Mr. Poop Pants.
Unbelievable.
Poop Pants. Yeah.
If somebody gets half a name right and does it, they count that as a guess. He goes, you know, he'll say nope, and that still counts as a guess.
And I changed it because you yelled at me about it. I can't win anyway.
Nope.
No.
There is no winning.
Yeah. And the
game hasn't changed, BJ. You're interpreting it differently.
Yeah.
And Rev, the Atlanta Braves have only won 2 World Series championships, but the Braves as a franchise have indeed won 4, but the Atlanta Braves have only won 2. Oh,
fine, whatever. I don't even care. Yeah. It's stupid baseball. You know what? Baseball sucks.
There we go. All right. Well,
you suck.
Congratulations,
stuff it, turkey.
You know it doesn't suck? Winning.
Well,
you can tell
everybody. Yeah, you can sorry about tell that, Charles. I tried for you, buddy.
You know.
Very controversial episode of Beat Migs.
Well, it's because I was watching the World Series, and they said this is the 2nd one for Atlanta. And so when he was saying it's not 2, I'm like, well, I just watched it. So what is he? So I'm like, oh, I bet he's counting everyone the Braves won, not just Atlanta. So that's why I had to get involved.
Because when you Google how many they've won, it shows 4.
But it says how many have the Braves won when you Google. Not the Atlanta Braves, but just the Braves. The Braves have been in a bunch of different cities. So that's why, and they won championships in different cities. Only 2 in Atlanta, though. Sorry, buddy.
So the Atlanta Braves claim the other championships as theirs?
They do. It's just that they weren't. Yeah, but they're not the Atlanta. They did Atlanta, the city, only has 2 world championships that they've won for baseball because the Braves weren't in Atlanta. So when you said how many of the Atlanta Braves won. If you just said how many of the Braves won, then you'd rewrite. 4 would be correct.
I literally Google how many World Series have the Atlanta Braves won, and they show 4.
But if the Atlanta Braves claim ownership of those other championships, then technically they have won 4 championships.
Yeah, it's just, it's definitely splitting hairs. You could go either way, I suppose. But, you know, I mean, The guy, if he watched it like I watched it, I'd be pissed because they said on, you know, you go, this is the second one for Atlanta, you know, because, you know, they won one in, I think, Boston and maybe one in Milwaukee, I think. So it's a tough one, you know, like it's hard. I mean, can Oklahoma say they won a world a championship, even though they kind of do have our history? They didn't really. Oklahoma didn't win one.
Right. I can understand where you come from. I think that would just cause the entire city of Seattle or the entire town of Washington, the state of Washington, to like lose their mind.
If you Google how many championships have the OK Thunder won, they have one in 1979.
They list that. That's so crazy.
They list it.
Can we get an NBA team back here so we can get our history back? And they can't stop claiming ownership of that. Did you ever see the mock-up? I don't know if they're actually going to go with this, but there was like an alternate jersey that Oklahoma City, I don't know if it was a fan that made it, but it caused like the internet to explode for a half a second, and it was the Oklahoma City in Sonics colors jersey.
Oh,
I said
wow.
OKC, and it was like all done in like Sonics green and gold, and I was just like, oh, dude, it was pretty funny to just watch how people were like, no, shut
it's
this
so
down.
It's so dumb. It would be like the Ravens claiming all of the history of the Colts. You know, Indianapolis has the name and the history, which right. It's like, all right, at least they kept the same name. The Thunder changed their name. It's so dumb that they're keeping Sonic's history when they have a completely different name. It would be like the Ravens saying, sorry, Indy, but you're only the Colts from Indianapolis, and we're taking all the history of the Colts name and applying it to the Ravens because they were in Baltimore before the Colts. So it makes no sense to me why OKC has our history. It makes no sense at all.
No, I that's why, I mean, in a way, like, I know, like, there was a chance that I'm so happy that our NHL franchise is brand new. I know it's, like, you deal with a lot of growing pains of being an expansion team, and, you know, sometimes some games are going to be better than others, but it's nice to know that, like, we don't have any other historical connection to another franchise.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah, I mean, because I guess it is tough, like, you know, like, when NHL teams do relocate, I guess, but I still think that's dumb. I don't think they should get the history of that team. I think they should, especially if they change their name.
Yeah, I hope that, like, once, you know, hopefully we'll get a team, an NBA franchise. It feels like a lot of people feel pretty optimistic about it nowadays, that once that's, we get all the history back, and then we could just stop with this. Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I'm with you. Though, you know, it's interesting. Mitch did put a little wrinkle in there saying that, you know, they get him a new arena, which that is going to be hard to do.
Well, that's his opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what he would like to see. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Don't know how you're going to get taxpayers to pay for that.
No, you got a brand new arena that was paid privately that is ready for an NBA franchise. I mean, that's I know there's certain people that would prefer all the stadiums and arenas to be in one spot, and I get that. But, like, dude, to be honest with you, like, I know people bitch about the traffic. I've gone to a couple of the Kraken games. Traffic was no better or worse than it is if I was just coming into Seattle to go meet up with some friends at a restaurant. Yeah, it wasn't like as if, like, oh my gosh, this traffic has gone insane.
And light rail, once it really heats up, light rail is going to make that so much better because they've done a huge improvement, from the needle to Westlake Center. And, you know, you can get to Westlake Center from the light rail and then just hop on the monorail.
Yeah.
And they've, you know, so that's the way to go. Then you can just, you know, you can enjoy all the beverages you want, not have to worry about driving home, not have to worry about traffic because you just hop on the light rail and stuff, man. It's going to be a hell of a location once light rail gets done in a lot of other places.
Going back to the whole topic of teams leaving cities to go to different cities, someone said, hey, the Ravens, they were the Browns, and part of the negotiation was that the Ravens would not be allowed to keep the Browns' history when they moved since the Browns already had a promise to get their franchise back at some point.
What Ravens? What Ravens are they talking about?
The Baltimore Ravens?
No, the Baltimore Ravens, were they the Browns? The Browns moved to Baltimore? Did they?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
I didn't know Cleveland lost a team for a while.
For a little bit. I don't know how long they lost the team, but they did lose the team.
Wow. Totally
1996.
Forgot. I totally forgot that. That was a short amount of time. Wow. Oh, wow. And that was the deal? They couldn't take the Browns' history.
And I think that's the deal with the Thunder and Seattle, is that when Seattle gets a team back, the team does get the history.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if there's
a
statue of, like, limitation. It's like, hey, you have to get it done in X amount of years. But I remember that was, like, one of the not positives, but, like, something that was just like, okay, at least if we do get a team back, we get our history.
That'd be cool. Well, that's something that I would, it better happen. That's a slap in the face. They go, here's your team, but you never won a championship.
What do you mean?
What about the Kraken taking the Metropolitan's history? They're not. They do have a banner put in Climate Pledge Arena celebrating the Metropolitan's winning the championship, but they're not trying to take it as like, this is our championship banner. They're just showing a nod to Seattle sports history by having a Metropolitan's thing. It's not like they're trying to claim ownership. Like, we have a Stanley Cup championship that we got back in 1917, and then we took a long break.
Yeah.
Now
well,
back.
You know what? We were done. Why play hockey anymore? We won the big trophy. We're done.
Right. I like how like the Kraken have been doing that, like showing some, like, you know, giving a nod to the Seattle history, but not being like, this is our team.
Yeah, and it just illustrates why hockey was a good fit, because I didn't know just how huge hockey was here. You know, I mean, yeah, we won a Stanley Cup here, but I didn't realize that it was like the game in town, and the place was packed and people were climbing the walls to just look in the windows of the arena. You know, all sorts of stuff like that back in the, you know, the early 1900s. I had no idea. So I think it's cool that they're showing that to show that, oh, no, you know, we were telling you should bring hockey here. Hockey was huge here back in the day.
And now you can still look through the windows of the arena at the new Climate Pledge, which I think is kind of funny.
That
sweet window wall.
You don't have to climb up a wall. Yeah, you really don't have to climb
by.
Up. Yeah, I mean, you're as tall. You're as high because they dug down so deep. So you are as high as they were back in the day without having to crawl and get hurt.
You won't be able to see most of the game, but you can still see a little bit. You can see the crowd.
That is pretty awesome, actually. We got a guy that was arrested for going into the electronics department of a Walmart and using one of their laptops for porn. Yep. And by the way, that is not all he did. I'll tell you what happened at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, this is a delightful story about a 28-year-old guy in Northeast Louisiana. His name is Alex, and Alex got himself arrested on Friday after he was caught making love to himself in the electronics department at Walmart while looking at porn on one of their laptops. And, you know, if you've been to an electronics section at Walmart, they're wide open. I mean, it is. There's not any privacy at all.
No, it's just kind of a part of the store. It's not like I don't know what he was hoping for, like one of those like back rooms of like the old video stores where it's like got like a curtain and you can go back there and look at stuff. That's not that case. No, you can see everything in there.
Why does this guy look like one of my relatives? Everybody who's like just whacked out of their mind, literally, just has a. He looks like he could be one of my relatives.
Hey. Yeah, I'm looking at his mugshot. I don't know what I was expecting, like for a guy that's going to go to a Walmart and take care of watching porn.
Yeah.
I mean, the slogan there, was it like, isn't it like save money, live better or something like that? Maybe he's trying to save money on.
Save money and whack better? What? I don't.
Yes. That was actually one of the failed slogans.
Yeah, he was there, you know, again, in this wide open electronics area and hunched over a laptop with his hands in his pants. And employees recognized him because he was caught shoplifting in July. So they already banned him from the store. And eventually the cops, they caught up with him in the parking lot. And Alex was like, I was just looking at music videos. And they're like, really? He's like, all right, I guess I was looking at some pictures.
Well, in fairness, the videos he was watching did have music in the background.
Well, if he was watching WAP, I could see, that's a video that could have inspired him.
So he's banned from this Walmart. And so he decides, I need to go take care of business and look at some adult content.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to the store that has me banned and do it.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to get banned from another store.
Right.
So go to the store you're already banned in, and if they catch you again, at least you don't narrow your options by, having another store you kicked out of.
No, you're right. He has beef with that store. Might as well show his beef in that store.
Well put, sir. How about this? Okay, again, if you're eating breakfast, you may not want to listen to the rest of the story, but...
No.
Even though there was security footage, and he denied that he'd been taking care of himself, he did say, though, if you swab my hands, you're probably going to find evidence from a separate session that I had with myself 4 hours earlier. So,
at that point, if I'm the person that has to deal with this guy, I'm like, where's the rubber glove section? Because I do not want to touch this man.
Yeah. Again, this is why we have to show a lot more love to the police, because this is what they do. This is what they deal with. Guys like Alex.
Also maybe a little more love to the Walmart employees that have to deal with this. They're the first line of defense.
They've seen enough love, Steve. I think they don't want to see any more love, if you know what I mean. I think they're like, we've had enough love for one day with this guy.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so a man was arrested for making love to himself while in the electronics department of a Walmart. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I'll never forget the time that I saw a stranger doing blank. And look, it doesn't have to be sexual. We just want to know, what is the most insane thing that you've ever seen someone do? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Fill in this blank. I'll never forget the time that I saw a stranger doing blank. What's the most insane thing that you've ever seen someone do? Calls and texts after Rage.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A man was arrested for making love to himself while in the electronics department of a Walmart. So, based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I will never forget the time that I saw a stranger doing blank. Now, it doesn't have to be sexual. We're just looking for the most insane thing that you have ever seen someone do. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Sarah in Auburn, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. What you got for us?
My friend and I flew to San Francisco for a concert, and we took the BART to the closest station for our hotel and to save money on taxi. We was like, well, we'll just walk. It's only like a 15-20-minute walk. Well, unbeknownst to us, it really wasn't the best area to be walking through with, like, backpacks and luggage, the speaker stores. It was not the best. So we were walking as close to the street as we could without walking in the street. And so then this random homeless person, she just pulls down her pants and goes to the bathroom right there on the sidewalk.
There you go.
And then this other homeless guy walks by and just starts getting mad at her. That's messed up. That's messed up. I can't believe you're doing that. She's like, I can't exactly whip it out and go to the bathroom like you guys can. I was like, we need to walk faster. Let's go.
Dude, at first I thought you said he was yelling at her going, that's my spot. And I'm like, wow, like he has an actual spot that he goes to
maybe
the bathroom.
Maybe that too.
Yeah, I mean, look, it gets very territorial. Yeah, that is, you know what? That's just the joys of sometimes city living right there. You know what I mean? You get to see everybody in the city doing what they do.
There are no rules, man. It's a lawless place.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, we're seeing a lot more of that in Seattle as far as you thought you had to go to a bigger city to see that kind of colorful entertainment, but not anymore. You know what? We got that. Come on to Seattle, because if you want to see that, we got that for you.
One texter said, I once saw a guy go number one in himself in his pants at the pot shop that I worked at. It was last week. I was the cashier. Evidently, he had a couple beers before breakfast, but I can't confirm that, but I haven't seen him since.
Wow.
Yeah, I might change pot shops if I pee myself.
Yeah. That used to be a big embarrassment. You know, it used to...
Billy Madison helped normalize it, though, I feel. Yeah. Broke the stigma.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it meant that you really had a drinking problem because you drank so much that you peed yourself and maybe you didn't even realize it. But like you said, now everybody can do it. And with I'm going to get those diapers anyway, so it won't be a problem. That's what I'm going to do. That way I can pee myself and nobody will ever know. See? I'm on top of it.
So I went to a public bathroom once and there was a guy fully naked using the sink to basically give himself a shower.
Whoa.
In public bathrooms, man, every time I walk into a public bathroom, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I've seen some weird stuff.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, saw some two dudes docking.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way.
In San Francisco, two guys were getting it on.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's big city living.
And I'm pretty sure I was desperate to use a bathroom and all the stalls were being used and I'm pretty sure nobody was using them to go number two or number one. I think they were knotted off.
Really?
Because I heard no sounds, but there was somebody in there and I'm just like, okay, at what point? And you kept waiting and waiting and then it's just like, this is never going
to
happen.
Oh, dude, no, they're playing toilet chicken. They're waiting for you to go away. And trying to keep as quiet as possible.
I'll take that over.
Coming from experience of a person who's trying to hide in the stalls because someone else is in there and I don't want to destroy it when somebody else is in there. That's what that sounds like to me.
See, in my experience, that means you're hooking up and, you know, you're just kind of hiding the fact that somebody else is in there, too.
Oh.
You
know, two different stories for two different people.
Two different experiences.
Yeah. Well, I thought they were nodding off, so there's three different stories.
Wow, man. So you really have to play the roulette of just open the door and see what you get.
Well, I couldn't open the door, thankfully.
Oh,
just knock on it. Hey, what are you doing in there?
Kick that door in, buddy. Go, crawl underneath the other and just stick your head through it. Hey, what's up, guys?
Right, that awkward moment. How long do you plan on being in there? Because I got to poop.
Until you leave, go away.
Well, do you do the scan to see if they're on their phone? Because that's what really irritates me.
How do I scan? Are you a peeker?
You can look through the crack.
You're a peeker.
No, I am.
BJ, what are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm a peep. I'm a peeker. If it's been a long time and they're on their phone, I'm like, get the F out because I have to go. Especially if there's a line. If there's a line of us, I'll be more than happy to peek.
I'm not peeking.
I'll be that guy.
I get in my car and go to a different place. Yeah, I don't peek if I have
to. Sometimes when you're at an airport, you have nothing else you can do. You know, and you just get off a plane, you need to use that restroom, and you're like, there's a line of you, and you go, and you know, and I'm like, guys, I'm taking one for the team, I'm going to go over there and tell that guy to get off his phone, because chances are he's on the phone.
You're a peeker.
So you'll say something like, hey, I see you're on your phone?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? When you get to be my age and you got to go, you're like, look, dude, get the hell out of there. You want to look at your phone. There are plenty of seats in the airport. Go look in your phone.
Do you peer over like the stall or do you go under to show your face?
No, there's a crack in the door and all you can see. So the crack in the door is what I look at and you can see if they got their phone out.
That's why I like those ones. I know way too much about Fred Meyer bathrooms, but sometimes when nature calls, that's the place to go. There's one in like Mill Creek that's like they got the stall doors that go all the way down to the bottom.
Fancy.
And you can't see through any cracks.
So it's like, that's super fancy.
It's like you're in your own apartment at that point. It's great.
Yeah, the bathroom is really a place where you do see stuff. You know, you really do. And for me, it is, I guess, like, all right, well, you're going to wash up here. I guess that's where you, and I'm seeing more and more in department stores, like, you know, or malls where they'll just go in and they'll be using that bathroom to do whatever they want to do. And I'm like, okay, this is what's happening. You know, and I get a little concerned.
You peek, man.
Well, I peek if there's a line and I'm like, we're never going to get out of here. Like
look at the other people in line, go, hold on a second, let me handle this. And then you walk up.
I mean, because if I'm like third in line, you know, there's only two stalls, you got to wait for the two in front of you to do whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beating. So it's like, you know, I know me. It's like, I don't want to have an accident.
All right, this one has nothing to do with bathrooms. But someone said, came across a guy in an adult-sized cow onesie, udders and a hood with ears. It was not Halloween. He asked for a cigarette because he forgot his at home. Not sure where he planned on carrying them anyway.
Yeah, that's, you know what, when a cow asks you for a cigarette, you're living good.
That's so random.
It's very random.
Do you think it was like a laundry day, or do you think he's just like, I'm just going to mess with people?
I feel, I would be thinking that somebody's just like doing a movie. You know what I mean? I feel like someone's filming me.
A movie?
Hey, I see what you did there. All right, so Vicky, you, I know, see a lot of weird stuff because, well, you're kind of the magnet for that.
Well, on one occasion in my hometown, we went and got some fast food, and we decided to park to make sure we got everything we wanted, maybe take a few bites, as you do. And where I parked was directly in front of a bar, and we could see into that parking lot. And in that parking lot, there was a guy and a girl who came out to what appeared to be his motorcycle. And apparently she really loved that motorcycle because they proceeded to get after it on the motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
So we had dinner and a show.
Whoa.
More ways than one to ride that hog.
But it's, I mean, it was kind of towards the side of that bar building, but it was still pretty open, so anybody could drive or walk by. And I was just like, damn.
Boy, to have that, to have those Fs that are not given, zero Fs, to be able to do that, I would never be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to perform. I would be so nervous for that reason. Like, we're in public. No, this can't be done.
I think an altered state probably is helping that situation.
Yes. Yeah, you're right about that.
And I feel like he did a really good job, you know, taking care of her first. So I was very proud. Like, good for you, buddy. You're a good man.
Wow, you really.
And so you have a motorcycle lady. Wow. You got a winner.
So you were close enough to see exactly, like, okay, this guy was taking care of the business that needed to be taken care of.
They were in a Taco Bell parking lot is what you're trying to tell me.
Oh, I get it. All righty. Boy.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah. All right.
He got to that.
He didn't drop the chalupa. Good for him. Nice.
Do you go back to the bar after that, or do you just, like, leave at that point?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean,
I'm pretty good at that point.
That bar is a lucky spot. I go back to that bar as a lot.
There's nothing left for me to accomplish here. I should just go home.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, that's it. You've done your business.
Yeah, I feel like my work here is done.
All right. Good enough. Man. Yeah. I have not lived. I just have never done anything like that. And I know that's probably not a surprise.
How about this one? Someone said, I'm sitting at a coffee shop in Vancouver. A seemingly normal-looking guy bought a pastry, went outside right in front of the window, put a piece in his mouth, and then leaned over to feed his small dog from his mouth.
Oh, Lady Bird style. Tramp?
Yeah, right.
Mm-mm. Okay, what? Okay.
Maybe that's the only way the dog will eat it.
Why?
I don't know. I can't think like a dog.
You can't? I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. I'm leaving the planet.
Bye. We'll go back to the bathrooms and meat gaze, as the texters are saying.
Yeah!
Meat peeker,
well,
man.
First of all, think about it. It's very difficult to meat gaze if you're looking at somebody in a toilet. You know what I mean? I mean, they're, you know how it is. People are sitting. I mean, you can't see anything except the people on the phone.
Well, what if they're not on their phone and they're doing something else? Then you see stuff and what make eye contact.
If they are doing number three, then I am definitely going to interrupt that because I have to do number one or number two badly. They can do number three in the privacy of their own motorcycle.
I'll be honest. I'm not interrupting that ever.
No, I'm leaving.
Oh, I'm banging on the door. It's like, no, dude. You know what? I mean,
if they bang back?
Well, as it were. Listen, Reb. You know what, Reb? What are you going to do? Are you just going to lose it? Because you know what it's like to be.
I'll use a urinal, man. I'm not going to pee.
Oh, dude.
The Reb has done it outside of a gas station before.
Yeah,
they let him use a bathroom.
By the way, then that is what I'm going to call in that next time we do this subject. So I was going to try to interrupt a guy, and the Reb said, "Don't mind. I'm just going to use the urinal," and that's what I saw. That was what's disturbed me, and I'm going to call into our own show.
I walk in on that too. I'm never leaving my house.
I've
just seen too much at this point in my life. I'd rather see docking.
If Rev is t-shirt cannoning a urinal, I'm out. I'm just, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to. No, I'm leaving town.
BJ, someone gave a suggestion. Instead of looking through the crack of the door to see if they're on their phone, just turn the lights off and see if the phone glows.
Oh, that's actually funny.
Hadn't even thought about that idea. All right. You know what? I guess that does save me from having it. But then, of course, I have to stumble my way back to figure out where the light is. But all right, you know, there you go. I'm sure that's not a bad thing with a bunch of guys in a big restroom at an airport. I turn the lights out. I'm sure that will not be a problem at all. All right. Hey, I don't know how this could happen because we're talking about Timbits here, which are like the biggest joy you could ever have. But how about a Tim Hortons employee threw coffee in the face of a customer all because of Timbits? You're going to hear from that customer at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip drop off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.